In many an introductory creative writing course, students are taught about Freytag's triangle. It's an analysis of dramatic structure conceptualized by the German playwright and novelist Gustav Freytag, but truth be told, it's more of a sort of mountain than a simple triangle. According to Freytag, most dramatic narrative can be broken down into five parts: exposition, which is sort of the foothills leading up to the mountainside, the steep climb of the mountainside, which he calls rising action, the climax or apex of the mountain, falling action, which, as you can imagine, is the other steep side of the mountain, and denouement. Denouement comes from the French word dénouer, literally to untie, and it can be thought of as the shallow hills at the end of your trek, where the last tangles of the story are finally undone. Starting in 2007, the English department at IU Bloomington has been offering an English minor in creative writing, as well as an English major with a concentration in creative writing. Bree Robinson is currently in her third creative writing course of the four she needs to complete that concentration. The way that I understand it, right, is the exposition exists for the reader to get a sense of everything that they need to know about their character in order to fully comprehend the weight of what's going to happen.
Right.
So I guess I was thinking about this first meeting with you as a kind of an exposition, how this character, Bree, came to be in this place, IU, doing this thing.
The story is really interesting. It started when I was in third grade. We did a lot of writing in third grade and wrote a lot of stories. My third grade teacher told me that I should be a writer, and I don't know what she saw in third grade writing to say that, but it's always stuck with me and it's always been in the back of my head, and so I've just kept doing it and I love it.
What were some of those first stories about?
They're really weird. There was one about why a frog croaks. I don't know. And there's also one about a leprechaun. They're just really imaginative. So.
Sounds like you're really having fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it if I didn't have fun. Like, I try not to make it a chore. Like, I never feel like when I have a story due, it's homework. It's something that I want to do, and it's just something that pushes me.
Bree is one person in a generation of people who entered college after the start of what's sometimes referred to as the Great Recession of the late 2000s. With projected unemployment rates for Bree's graduation year at between 6 and 8%, some might say that choosing to major in creative writing might be short-sighted.
People ask me what I'm majoring in, tell them creative writing, and they always ask, what are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
I'm going to write. I don't know. I don't really feel like college should be about finding a job, especially if it's not something I want to do anyway. So,
What is college about if it's not about finding a job?
I think it's about learning. I came to college to learn and to get better at things that I want to get better at.
One of the most valuable skills one can learn by practicing creative writing is revision. After a writer completes a first draft, she brings it into her creative writing workshop, where her professor and her fellow students will discuss the piece's strengths and weaknesses. It's then up to the writer to go back and work on her story until it's as strong as it can be.
Sometimes it can be really hard to write something and give it to a group of people that you don't really know, because regardless, you're taking something from your head that is you and you're making it somewhat tangible. You're putting it on paper and you're creating this world. People read that and they know who you are. You definitely have to take down a wall and just be vulnerable.
In that sense, the practice of creative writing, coming up with that initial idea, fleshing it out in your first draft, the sometimes nerve-wracking process of submitting a story to workshop, the hard work of revision, and the ultimate completion of the finished work reflects the Freytag's triangle that is college itself. From the exposition, when students arrive at school with ideas of who they want to be that could have been formulated in third grade, to the denouement, when they leave school and move on as young adults in a larger world. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Rachel Lyon.